American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kent.
And it is a good day. This is Sean Kent reporting to you on the Internet for Friday, July 1th, 2005. July, that means it's month 6, right? January, February, March, April, May, June, July. Wait, it's month 7. So what does that mean? That means that we are in the hump region for the entire year. That means that this show has been broadcast 5 days a week for 6, well, I guess coming up on 7 months, depending on how you want to look at it, you know, how specific you want to get. But bottom line, we're on month 7 of Newsreel, and more than anything else, what does that mean? Well, it means that we are still here. That's exactly what that means. We have to hold on to our own dreams in this time of crisis, and I'm here to help you do that because this is Newsreel. Your daily report is the wall counterculture defeats the evil of the core political tyranny, and we will do that by any means necessary, don't you worry. And the core politicals, well, they only have the really real world to deal with, whereas all of us, well, we dwell in madness and all the derangement that comes from the chaos that server provides in its vast network of randomness. Rant Media is taking a stand for free speech today, and just by listening, you are too. You can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal. You can get to my said live journal by going to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. Once you're at the Live Journal website, you'll be able to, I don't know, check around, look into stuff, see what's going on, find out what's happening in my life, find out how I report on my days, and see how it is possible that someone such as me is able to keep pace in this crazy world we live in. This is a free radio broadcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Radio306.com, OspreyRadio.info, and Extreme Radio Tampa, which I got an email from those guys, and I guess he's like, hey, the email, I'm not going to read it verbatim, but the gist of the email was, hey, Sean, I'm not mad. It's cool that, you know, make fun of the station and stuff like that with, you know, the name of the station and stuff. If you can think of other ways to make fun of the station, that's cool, too. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm totally trying not, I'm not meaning to make fun of the station and stuff like that. Sometimes, you know, doing what I do, I'm kind of a comedian. A lot of what I do, it's kind of like having Robin Williams read you the news when he's into coke. But the point is that I don't want to make fun of any of these stations that carry our stuff. That, so if anything I've ever said has offended Extreme Radio Tampa, I'm truly sorry, man. That's totally on my goal here. Sometimes I get a little bit carried away. You know, you're looking at the heads, aren't you? Yeah, sometimes he gets a bit carried away, you know. Sometimes he'll talk right to you. You know, I get a little Colonel Kurtz there. But, you know, generally I try not to do that. So please, please, anyone, if you want to know who the cool radio stations are, they are Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Radio306.com, OspreyRadio.info, and Extreme Radio Tampa. Those people rule in the land of radio broadcasting and in the land of counterculture rights because they, just like Rant Radio, have taken a stand for free speech. So please, if you can, support these stations because they do actually help in this great big war. And you yourself are free to distribute this broadcast any way you see fit. Now, what does that mean? That means that I want you to go out and give this show to other people or talk to other people about the show. Or if you've heard a story on the show, you know what I mean? Do the same thing that I try to do where I give people credit. Or at least I try to give people credit, you know what I mean, if they send in a news story. So if you hear something on the show and you're in a conversation, you say, yeah, I heard about that on Newsreel. You know, and if you just say, I heard about that on Newsreel, people go, whoa, what's this Newsreel thing? Oh, it's this psycho up in Canada. He's really funny. Don't side with me, whatever you do. If ever you're introducing something new, make fun of me. Make fun of me. Go, oh, yeah, this Sean guy, he's crazy, crazy dude. He's got some neat stories, though. He's got all these crazy guys. Send him news stories. He's this lone pirate broadcaster with this, you know, whatever. Dress it up any way you want. But for God's sakes, don't say that you're a fan of mine to someone who you're introducing to the show, other than the fact you like to listen because, you know, I'm nuts or whatever. That's fine. Because if you show it to someone and they think that I'm a terrorist or they think that I'm something bad, they will immediately associate you with me. So when he comes back and you get feedback from the guy, he's like, wow, that guy's totally evil, man. He's like going against the Bible and he's just terrible. You go, yeah, I know. It's good that we know about him though, eh? And then you never talk to the guy again because obviously he's a psychopath. Or you're afraid to talk to the guy again regardless. But you see what I mean? It's about making sure that we can get alternative media to the masses. That's the idea here. Let's get into some feedback. Dear Sean, I've got an idea. Ooh, these are dangerous. I call it the evolutionary supremacist food chain. Ooh, the ESFC. The S-Flock. Since humans are the self-proclaimed gods, let's just not eat the most human things, so no mammals. Insect, reptiles, fish, amphibians, and birds are okay. What do you think? Listful. Well, you know, incidentally, I was listening, you know, to Coast to Coast the other night. And they had this guy on there, and he was talking about raw foods. You know, Bill, I think his name's Wolf, anyway. It's not Bill Wolf, it's something Wolf. But anyways, the raw foods dude. And he's one of these kind of guys that, you know, really seem to be switched on. When you talk to him, you can tell he's operating at a frequency just a little bit faster than everybody else. You know what I mean? Those guys who got the MIPS right up there? Well, that's kind of what I'm talking about here. And he was talking about the raw food stuff, which means you don't cook your food. You mean you get all the nutrition, blah, 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 and your energy and your diet. And his whole premise was is that food is the answer to all this depression stuff that's going on. And he's got a lot of evidence to back that shit up. You know, he's talking a lot about cacao beans and stuff like that. So it's all very, very cool. And I'd like to try to get my hands on some of that stuff myself because, I mean, you know, the only way to really find out is to experiment with it. But, of course, to experiment with that kind of stuff, well, that takes effort, doesn't it? It takes effort to go out there and try a vegetarian diet. It takes effort to go out there and fast. It takes effort to do all of these things. Now, I'm all for, if you want to try this, you know, evolutionary supremacist food chain thing, fill your boots, dude. Because you know what? It's a gradual process. All of life is a journey. If you could just make one deviation and fix your whole dietary thing, would you really even want to do it? I don't know. I mean, it's nice to be all constantly changing, you know? The secret to survival in the modern age, would you like to know what it is? Because I can tell you. If you're feeling like the world is just a whirlwind around you and you got no way to ground yourself and you're just like, wow, and all the factors have changed and the people you loved suddenly don't love you anymore and you don't know what's going on. If you don't know what's going on and everything is fucked, okay, then what do? Well, the secret to dealing with that is learning how to live in a constant state of flux. You've got to learn to be still, and the best way to be still is to sit down and breathe. That sounds really dumb, doesn't it? That sounds like a totally dumb thing to say, but that's why I've got the music in the background that I do. You see what I mean? It's about meditation. You know, if you look at every single possible, you know, holy culture that ever was worth a damn anywhere, everybody meditates. The Christians meditated. The Jews meditated. The Islamic dudes meditated. You know, the Muslims, all those guys. Islamic and Muslims are the same thing, aren't they? Anyway, but seriously, even terrorists meditate. Everybody meditates. I meditate, for Christ's sakes. I just tried it the other day, and it's a damn good thing. What's good about it? Well, if you get past all the hokey bullshit, and you're like, you're sitting there wasting time. Okay, fine, you think that, okay? Trust me, set a timer for an hour, sit quietly, and attempt to meditate for an hour. You want to know how to meditate? Sit and listen to your breathing. That's it. Don't try to control it. Just be aware of it. Go. That's it. That's all you got to do. And you will be surprised at how quiet everything gets inside your mind, inside yourself. And then the most important things, just like mountain peaks as you fly over top of terrain, the most important things reveal themselves obviously, and your path becomes clear. Now, this isn't meant to be hokey bullshit, but it's something that is true. It's something that can affect you, and the things that you put into your body affect the way your brain operates. So, you know, pay attention to what you eat. More importantly, pay attention to what you drink, especially stay away from pop and all that kind of stuff. I got a really cool email from a guy in Krakow, I think it was Poland. And he's a bodybuilder, and he was saying that how refined sugar is the devil. And he doesn't know whether or not aspartame is really as bad as refined sugar, but he was a bodybuilder and knows a lot, you know. And I last thing I want to do is piss off some, you know, some bodybuilders in Europe. But the thing is that although refined sugar is evil and bad and all the rest of it does horrible, horrible things, it doesn't turn your brain into sponge, which is what aspartame does. So stay away from the aspartame. A close second to aspartame is refined sugar. Refined sugar is really, really bad for you. Everybody knows this. It's not as completely psychotically toxic, causing Alzheimer's like NutraSweet does, or aspartame, or phenylalanine, or whatever fucking name they want to call it. Okay, but it's really, really bad. You want to stay away from that. You also want to stay away from refined sugar, but I will guzzle refined sugar as in comparison to, you know, if I could get you to switch from Diet Coke to regular Coke, my work here is done. Okay, I would be happy with that. If you don't want to make the huge, gargantuan, life-saving step to get off of pop, just don't drink Diet Pop, okay? And you will find that your brain will thank you for it at the end of the day. So, you know, barring that, everyone's got their own sort of method of health food. And if you want to get into it, then at least you're thinking about it. At least you're going in the right direction regarding your own personal health, because you are accountable for what happens to your life. It's about you. No one can help you with this. You're the one who has to be a leader for yourself. And you'll find that the minute you're a leader for yourself, you will become a leader for other people. Now, let's get into a sort yourself out, which is kind of a sort yourself out, sort of an opinion piece. But here we go. Dear Sean K, TFM. Sean, I don't know how much of this is newsreel worthy, but it's a matter of personal concern and has me taking a stand in the face of a lot of politics and self-imposed, peer-imposed censorship. Now, this is someone who's got an opinion that's not very popular. That's what that means. As you may know, knowing me better than the average wog, I'm a peer counselor for people with psychiatric illnesses. That's cool. I've been volunteering at various organizations for a long time. And someone who once turned me to the mental health community for help a long time ago has given me a new lease on life. I find myself being told not to publicly take a stand about the whole Scientology in the news debacle. The following is the situation I face. Okay, well, don't identify yourself as a target. That's number one. Do not break cover. Okay, stay in the underground. You are not going to do any good. We are not strong enough yet. Wait out. But I will carry on with this email. Out of fear that I can understand full well, fears that have driven many of my fellow volunteers into silence, see silence equals death, i.e. Tariff 22, I've been told that I ought not draw myself publicly into the debate regarding many issues into the mostly centered around Cruz's attack on psychiatry. Okay. All right. On the other hand, I have observed foul play on the other side's part firsthand. In and around Boston, there are a number of well-meaning, honest, nonprofit, no dues to pay, imagine that, support groups. For the safety of these groups, I cannot mention their names or parent organizations, but I will remark that many of them are looked at with high esteem by the medical community as having significant therapeutic value. Again, rock on. As a WOG, however, I don't need to be silent. Thank you, server. Now, you're able to make your statements, and it must be frustrating for those. I mean, understand that my wife has a degree in psychiatry. Okay, I learned myself how to understand my own mind by going over psychiatric texts. Okay, I learned a lot about how to discover cult abuse and stuff like that. I didn't start with newsreel, by the way, in the activism thing. I'll get to that in a minute. At the same time, I believe very much in policing our own streets. Well, there's something to be said for that. Not blocks away from these volunteer and positive group meetings where some very vulnerable people to go get help and sort themselves out, the COS Scientology Incorporated set up booths and stationed cult members to snare these people in for various stress tests mentioned last night. These booths feature signs of very damn near hate propaganda against some of the fucking support groups in question. Things like psychiatric kills, etc. What can those of us do treading on such thin territory as bringing politics into therapy when good people in need of psychiatric help are being sucked into a territory that may very well get them killed? Part of me wishes we had a goddamn WOG mech at a station outside the Copley Square train station to patrol the streets for these booths, armed with hellfire missiles. You know the one that you know more about this sort of thing than I would. Phoenix or Sidewinders would be more appropriate. I don't think they fit on Mecca, actually. I'm not too sure what the name of the missiles are. I think they're just SRMs. I don't know if they gave names. Regardless, I'm going through a problem I imagine a few of my fellow volunteers who are WOGs face. How do we fight when these people we work with are so afraid to take a stand? Now, this is critical. This is absolutely critical. You are involved in psychiatry. There's a lot of news in the world right now regarding how Scientology claims psychiatric medicine is evil. But it's not the truth. See, the truth is that psychiatry has helped thousands, millions, probably billions of people. Okay, maybe not directly through, doing doctor counsel, appointments and stuff like that. I mean, that's helped a lot of people. And there's a lot of people who arguably there's been some bad stuff that's happened in psychiatric institutions, doctors fucking patients, all that good stuff. Okay. And that's caused kind of a bad mark to appear on the face of psychiatric medicine. Now, the thing is, though, how do you fight this? How do you fight this? That's what you're asking me. How do you fight the Scientologists when they do this? The answer is obvious. You do not. You do not fight them. You take a different approach. This group is fishing. They're hoping to bring in a massive psychiatric debate. They're hoping to suck in psychiatrists and people who are angry. And they're exploiting those who are vulnerable in order to draw out this big battle so that Scientology can stay in the news. And they want, this huge notoriety to say that, oh no, don't take drugs, do Scientology and it'll help you out. That's what they're going for. They're not dumb. What you need to do is, in any situation like this, you do not fight them. You let them say their piece and you walk away. Now, when you meet someone who starts spouting off their shit to your face, if they have an agenda and they're just trying to, destroy your thought process, you simply turn and you say, I'm sorry, I don't want to talk to you about this, man. I really don't agree with you, and I think what you're saying is toxic. And you walk away. That's it. He's powerless. He's got fuck all to do. You know what I mean? Now, if you meet someone who comes to you and says, I was talking to these Scientology guys, and they said this, you say, well, does that make sense to you? Let's look at the religion. You go to Xenu, you check out everything that they're saying, and obviously the Scientology veil is so thin that all you have to do is dig just a little bit and it destroys itself. Scientology, like any other great evil, will fall by the wayside. The trick is, how many people will it take with it? And yes, that is unfortunate. But we cannot allow ourselves to be drawn into violence. Now is not the time. These people will eventually be driven underground. And the only way we can destroy them is worse than hatred is indifference. Let them do their stupid fucking thing. Make fun of it. Okay, it's dumb. Squirting Tom Cruise in the face with a squirt gun is pointless. Fucking pointless. Doesn't do a goddamn thing. But when Tom Cruise comes up to me and says, let's say, for example, I were to wind up on Letterman, okay? Just out of it, good chance there. But anyway, let's say I wound up on Letterman, and the Letterman staff decided to bring Tom Cruise on as well, knowing full well that I'm against Scientology, and they think this will be really funny. And of course, Cruise will have the briefing to deal with me. Now, he'll come out and he'll start talking his usual anti-psychiatric shit. What would I do? I would do nothing. I would simply sit there and smile. Why? Because although Tom Cruise is currently infected, he's got his right to speak. He's got to be able to say what he wants to say. And all I would do in response to the guy is I'd say, Tom, I think you're damaged right now, Chief. And, when all this ends, I can get you out of this dangerous cult and give you back your life. Just love on these guys. Use the same techniques that Christians and every other religion that has been persecuted has used for thousands of years. Don't attack them. Be disarmingly friendly. Hi, how you doing? How's that Scientology thing working out for you? Are you sick yet? Have you spent a lot of money? That's a good one to ask. Have you spent a lot of money? How much money have you spent? Oh, I've got my dollar's worth. Well, that's good. How much did this cost you? How much are you paying for your salvation, which I'm willing to give you for free? These are the kinds of approaches you want to take. Don't hate the Scientologists because they're just misguided. They're poor, infected people. Look at them the same way you'd look at someone who's been, has been shot in the head, essentially, with a bullet carved from greed and selfishness and forged in an area of, psychiatric cult mentality. That's what's happened to these people. I know it's hard. I know it's really hard. And I know it makes you angry because you see these people out there and they're totally being manipulated and it's sick and weird. I know. But we have to not be drawn in. If you're going to attack, don't attack in an obvious ambush. It's a setup. It's a total setup. I've seen this before, man. They're going to snipe one guy and try to suck us into there one at a time. And when everybody else tries to come and rescue that one dude, they're just going to take another shot. Before you know it, the bodies start to pile up. Don't get sucked into the fight. Now then, work more subversive. Dear Sean, this is my opinion section. Here's something for you to ponder. Have you ever seen the What the Bleep Do We Know movie? Now, I have seen this movie, funny enough. It's a movie that attempts to explain spirituality and philosophy and essentially reality with quantum physics. Now, I'm all for quantum physics, but they go on to say that you can create your day and that you make your own reality. It is it just me, or does this fucking scream mind control? As Orwell, the author of Animal Farm, theorized, religion is a tool by the corporaticals to control the masses into working shitty hours at shitty jobs for shitty wages and hopes for a better life thereafter. Creating your own day sounds even more fucked up. At first, I thought it was pretty bizarre, but possible. Then I thought, Jesus fucking Christ, Batman, it's just a tool. It's a tool to make us blissfully unaware to the world around us, to ignore the fucked up daily happenings. Sadly, a lot of celebrities are catching on to this craze and creating your own day. This is fucking nuts and has to be stopped. This whole new craze can do nothing but bad. Imagine people walking around just ignoring everything more often than usual. I can't see this going anywhere good. Us as WOGs have to stop this shit somehow. Now, that's a dangerous statement. I don't agree with this, okay? So I'm just going to get through this email, give this guy his voice, okay? I am personally sick of all these skewed views of life. If everybody would just step the fuck back and view reality with no emotion or odd perspective for a few moments, they would realize this. Reality is nothing but what it is. There is no pussyfooting around the harshness of reality. Of course, people try and try to sugarcoat reality with as much bullshit as they possibly can. In effect, cloud themselves from the outer world and do not make their own fucking reality. Reality crafted upon... They do not make their own reality, a reality crafted upon accepted delusions. Fucking bullshit, man. Spread the word. This movie is bad shit. Now, in this film, which I have seen, there's a few dudes in there that I'm kind of like, whoa. Like, one of them is this chick who's been in the game now a long time, and she channels this spirit called Ramtha, right? Now, this spirit who shows up, apparently this woman gets up on stage. If you can imagine this now, she gets up on stage, closes her eyes, I don't know, meditates, holds a crystal, does whatever the fuck she does. And apparently the spirit of this ancient, you know, asexual warrior shows up inside of her body, and she extols virtues to everybody in the world. You know what I mean? She, like, talks her shit and channels stuff out to the universe. Now, as kind of a spoken word performer, okay, I am aware of what she's saying and what she's doing, all right? Now, I don't think that this Ramtha chick is bad, all right? You got to look at what is the result. What is the result of what she does? What she does is she does help people. She sells a few books, you know, but she's not Scientology evil here, okay? Now, the whole gist of what the bleep do we know is about the actions that thoughts control your perception, and your perception controls reality. Obviously, if you don't believe in a glass of water sitting on a table, the glass of water is there regardless, right? It doesn't matter whether you believe in it or not. There's still a glass of water. Now, for thousands of years, there has been a lot of talk about, you know, different psychic awareness and astral projection and all this kind of jazz. And through quantum physics and quantum mathematics, we're beginning to create a bridge between spiritualism and science. And there's a lot of people freaked out by this. And when you do this, there's a lot of weird-ass theories, okay? And what the bleep do we know is chock-fucking-full of weird-ass theories, yet there is some science in what they do. They got some big brains involved with that film. Now, I will not go out and decry this movie. I think there's some shit in that movie that is bunk. Like, the whole thing with the basketballs and the kid and all that, that's just fucked up, okay? And there is a level for where you can be, you know, kind of led down the garden path where everything's just la-da-da-da-da-da-da, but you can't be walking around in your day-to-day life like I do, focused on all the negativity that comes in at you throughout the world. I mean, think about it. I get, like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of emails giving me, like, the most rabid links to the filtered worst shit that's happening all the time. Do you have any idea what that does to me psychologically? You know, I mean, I'm reading these news stories about constant conflict in India and Iraq and the desert wars and stem cell research and people being monitored and RFID chip implants and biomodifications and mud hut religions and people forcing other people to be raped and murdered and killed. I mean, this is nonstop. I got a daily diet of this shit, 4 hours a day. So that has a tendency to fuck with the mentality a little bit. Now, at this point, okay, you've got to sit back and you go, wait a second, what the fuck? Now, there's got to be balance in the universe, right? So for everything evil that's happening in the world, there has to be equal positive and good. And that's where things like love and light and all that kind of shit gets into. And we as WOGs, we got this huge fucking problem with coming off being all, you know, well, we don't believe in spiritualism, we believe in Mecca. Well, you know what? We're never going to get into the machines until we understand that we are, in fact, electrical beings. Okay, we are electrical. I don't give a fuck who you are. We're electrical. We produce current through our bodies. And electricity is present all over the planet. It's enlightening. It's all in nature. So maybe there's, and no one really has a very, very firm understanding of what electricity is, by the way. I mean, you start fucking around with really deep electrical stuff and things start getting a little weird. Nikola Tesla much? You know what I mean? Do some research on Tesla. See some of the funky shit that guy was doing back in the day, 50 fucking years ago, that nobody's been able to replicate since then. All science, get his patents, start building shit in your backyard. You can do this. Life is like a role-playing game with no game master and no fucking rules and no plot except for the one you choose to be a part of. That's the truth. Now, when you look at films like What the Bleep Do We Know, all they're trying to do is stand outside of you with an alarm clock and wave it in your face so you will snap the fuck out of it. It's the red pill, blue pill scenario. If you're not ready to take the pill, don't take the pill. But if you are, and you can use that film as a gateway to get you to go down the rabbit hole, that's a really good thing, I think. Now, obviously, though, I'm not going to say take everything in that movie at face value, but if that movie, like other films, like, say, a good film that Enki showed me the other day called Primer, and there's one, another one on the market. If you haven't seen Pi, go check out Pi. Pi and Primer for you nosebleed suckers who want to do a bunch of nootropics and waste your brain on a movie night where it's very heady shit. You know, like, well, what'd be a good combo? Three movies in a row that just will give you a nosebleed for sure in the psychiatric realms would be probably Primer. Yeah, it would be Primer, Pi, and Ghost in the Shell Innocence. Those three would be the real stack. If you haven't seen any of those, or if you've seen one of those, you know what the other two are kind of like. So, although, yes, there is a point to people just going, cancer doesn't exist in my world, I'm going to keep smoking. Well, you know, that's obviously a poor application for this kind of knowledge. But if you're able to go, you know what, although I have a shitty job, and although I am working towards a goal, I have a plan, I just have to handle the next 2 weeks of suffering. I'm currently alone on an island in a foreign country with no one I know, and everything is very dark for me right now. But if I can just maintain for a little while longer and keep within my own planning, I will come through this and I will be stronger for it on the other side because I did this myself. That's a hard thing to do. That's a bitchin' thing to do. And I will have tears running down my face every time somebody asks me to save their life. But I can't save everyone. You can't save everyone. People have to save themselves. And in order to do this, you need the psychological tools to be able to make that happen. They're tools. If this film is a tool that works for you, use the fucking tool because it does work and it has worked for thousands of years. And further to that, it's not all just psychological mind games. There is some hard science in there somewhere. Now then, let's, and the film is worth watching, by the way. If you haven't seen What the Bleep Do We Know, check it out. It's definitely, if nothing else, it's a fun movie. Now, oh, and if you want another movie to cue that up with, if you want to do a full movie night, I'd recommend Baraka and follow that up with What the Bleep Do We Know. Watch Baraka first. That'll really prime you for the film. Anyway, into the news. Wow, I'm 27 minutes into the show and I still got a bunch of stories to do. In InfoWar news, this was sent to me by Sabo as he was running around the Celtic lands trying to hide from the machines. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that file sharing companies are to blame for what users do with their software. Now, this is the dumbest fucking idea I've ever heard in my life. The surprise ruling could start legal assaults on the creators of file sharing networks such as Grokster and Morpheus. Well, I guess it's time for us to go back to the newsgroups. The case was brought by 28 movie and music makers who claim that rampant piracy was denting profits. They claim that. They have no evidence for that. It's bullshit. The Supreme Court judges were expected to rule in favor of the file sharers because of legal precedents set when video recorders first appeared. The unanimous ruling is a victory for recording companies and film studios, which is widely seen as one of the most important copyright cases in years. Andrew Lack, chief executive of Sony BMG, the evil motherfuckers, said the company would pursue those who failed to comply with the law. Comply, comply, fucking clown. The court made it very clear that we can go after damages and we can chase them out. Chase them out. We will hunt you down like fucking dogs. We will do what is necessary. But my hope is that we'll find new bridges to legitimize a lot of service that formerly were confused about what is right and wrong, illegal and legal. Now, that's fucking great. A chief executive of Sony talking to me about what he thinks is right and wrong. That's just one for the books right there, you unethical piece of shit. In RFID news, and this was sent to me by Omega Draconis as he was carving small chips out of his body. The California Assembly next week will begin considering a partial ban on radio frequency identification that would allow the technology to be used for certain types of identification cards, but only if a shield devices and other privacy protections are employed. So you wrap the card in tinfoil and suddenly it's okay. The legislation is an amended version of SB 682 that was approved May 16th and would be in all California public agencies from issuing ID cards containing RFID tags. Now, the other side of this RFID tag thing is, like, what if we get the cards, learn how to reprogram them, and we just make fake RFID cards? Because when they first come out in beta, it's going to be very easy to do, and we'll be able to, like, you know, if you can create RFID wipers, what if you could reprogram everyone so everyone had fake ID? Obviously, the whole project would be abandoned because no one would be able to know what's happening. You beat them with chaos. It is the first legislation in the country that would prohibit the use of RFID technologies in identification documents. So that's a positive. Under the new version, the RFID tags would be banned on driver's licenses, student identification cards, library cards, and health insurance cards. But the tags would be allowed on access cards for individuals such as first responders, prison employees, and detainees. Prisoners. Oh, wait, they're not prisoners. They're detainees. So if you're just detained, you're under arrest. What for? We don't have to tell you. Here, put this bracelet on. Clack. What the fuck? The RFID tags, also known as contactless chips, are tiny integrated circuits which are placed on identification cards. They broadcast information by radio waves to a reader, and they can be wiped pretty easy. So check that out. I personally also, if you were forced to have an RFID, like let's say they forced me to have RFID, well, I just go buy me some tinfoil and wrap whatever the hell that it was they gave me in tinfoil. And if that didn't work, well, I'd go to one of these companies that sell, you know, copper-infused or silver-infused clothing, and you just wear that clothing to keep out all the radio waves and keep in all the radio waves that you want so that, you know, you got some kind of firewall barrier against this crazy electrosmog that's flying through the atmosphere. But, of course, hey, maybe I'm just way out to lunch here. I mean, obviously, it can't hurt you, right? Even though cell phones are causing kids cancer, right? All kinds of information about cell phones destroying people, and I keep seeing more and more teenagers with this phone glued to the side of their fucking head, and I wonder between the phone radiation pumping through their brain and the aspartame from the Diet Coke, I'm wondering what the fuck is going to happen in the next 10 to 15 years. Are they going to lose all their individual will by the age of 25, making selling out so much easier as they work for the core political slave state? Is that the plan? Because it seems to work that way. Now, in Desert War news, this was sent to me by Bucky Fuller. Clashes between Moroccan security forces and Sahrawi demonstrators have broken out in cities across Moroccan-occupied Western Sahara. Now, just so we know, Morocco is a completely shit-stained government right now. They're horrible. Following a violent breakup of human rights and pro-independence demonstrations, Sahrawi human rights activists say that 19 people are missing in police custody, including one whole family, and the young demonstrator was raped by Moroccan forces. Now, Morocco is all about this nice, fundamental Islamo-fascist shit going on down there. Personally, I think I would take my Wagmecha, and rather than fucking with the Scientologists who we can destroy in a peaceful means, these guys, when, you know, the religious police are raping people, yeah, at that point I'm like, hey, U.S. Army Rangers, how you doing? Sick of having your hands tied in Iraq? Are you sick of standing around playing a security guard role while the mercenary forces make more money than you do? Well, first thing that's going to happen, we're going to bring you home. And then we're going to open up the doors, give you guys a huge cash incentive to stay on because you're battle experienced. And then we'll give you a solemn promise to opt to either go to war or not go to war based upon your personal choice. And give you all the information you need because people are soldiers because they want to be. There's no shortage of people willing to fight. There's no shortage of that. There's just a shortage of people willing to fight for a fucked up reason. That's the problem. Now, if you have religious police raping people in a foreign country, I'm here to tell you. There'd be guys from Delta Force queuing up for a shot at that shit. Yeah, I'll go down and stop religious police raping people. Fucking rights. But of course, we never see any of this on the news because this is, you know, brown people and brown people politics. So nobody cares that there's, you know, a massive war breaking out in Morocco. Nobody cares that there's human rights being violated by Moroccan religious police. Nobody gives a fuck. Why? There's no oil there. There's no oil there. Why should we care? We're not the world police, you know, even though we're doing all the world police security guard stuff for Halliburton and all their buddies. Over in the sandbox, getting people killed. Not so good. And more InfoWar news. This was sent to me again by Dead Code. a sacked TV pilot about a large number of people who stay in touch through an underground data network has popped up on, well, an underground data network. The WB television network passed on the pilot for Global Frequency. I wonder why they did that. A sci-fi adventure series based on a graphic novel by English scribe Warren Ellis. Now, I've checked out Warren Ellis' stuff. He's pretty cool. But that didn't stop someone from leaking the pilot on the internet. Nice. The file eventually found its way to the BitTorrent network. Nice. Over the last couple of weeks, enough people have downloaded and viewed the pilot online to give producers hope that TV executives might take a second look at the show. But of course, the TV executives will probably not take a second look at the show because it encourages behavior that they do not agree with. The last thing they want is a bunch of people keeping together, staying in touch through an underground network. That's the last thing that they'd want to encourage because, you know, look what Star Trek did. What if Warren Ellis really wrote himself a really sweet piece of film and kind of encouraged this exact same kind of thing that Newsreel encourages, communication amongst the counterculture. Quote, "There's a large and growing fan base for a show that never aired," end quote, said John Rogers, the show writer and executive producer on Wednesdays. "Now I have an extra 10,000 hit on my website and I've got to figure out what to do here." Well, the answer is obvious. Shop it out to all the other networks, man. By guys like me talking about it, we'll get your show on the fucking air. If it's good, good, it stays. You sell out, we'll punt it. But you better not fuck that up. Rogers, who said he had nothing to do with the leak, has already received 350 emails from people praising the show. He would like to release the pilot as a DVD. Again, maybe cool. Think of what Boondock Saints did. Think about the film Equilibrium. If you have not seen Equilibrium, you need to go and see that film. There's a reason why the film is hard to get. There's a reason why the DVD costs $40 and is a limited production run. Because it goes against pharma fascism. It goes against thought control. And so naturally, all the good media giants want to suppress such fantastic movies, even though it stars superstars like Christian Bale. It's a fantastic film. You need to check it out. If that's successful, that's a pretty good argument to pick up the show, he said. Well, yeah. If obviously people want it, hopefully the greed of the core political executives will serve to be their undoing. Well, it's a hope. And in tax news, now this is a hot news story. Check this out. A former IRS agent who believes citizens are not required to pay federal income taxes was acquitted today. This is, well, back, it's a couple days old, on charges he attempted to defraud the government. Now this sets a legal precedent. And for those of you out there willing to fight on this, I think you should talk to a lawyer and see if you could get out of this. Joseph Bannister, a certified public accountant in San Jose, California, has been telling his clients they don't need to file federal income tax returns because of the 16th Amendment, which gives Congress, quote, the power to lay and collect taxes on incomes, end quote, was never properly ratified. A leading figure in the tax honesty movement, Bannister was taken into custody on November 19th by IRS agents and released on $25,000 bond after pleading not guilty. A jury in the U.S. District Court in Sacramento found him not guilty on a charge of conspiracy to defraud the government on all three counts of aiding and assisting filing a false tax returns for a client. Bannister's attorney, Robert Bernhoff, told WorldNet Daily the result has no direct bearing on the legitimacy of the 16th Amendment, but he insisted the implications are bigger than the issue of taxes. The outcome shows that the average law-abiding, hardworking citizens are not going to criminalize speech. They're not going to send a man for prison for asking the federal government serious questions about a serious subject, he said. Now that's very cool. That is yet another example of how we, as the counterculture, are beating back the core political. Yes, yes, sometimes we lose battles, but we win battles and we are going to win the war. Make no mistake. Our conviction outweighs the greed of our enemy. Now, into toxic food news by Bucky Fuller. When Elaine Green, an environmental consultant in Raleigh, North Carolina, noticed her daughter developing breasts at age 9, she was alarmed. Green recalled hearing that the age of puberty was dropping among American girls, a trend that worries some health experts. Yeah, I wonder why the fuck that is. She also had read articles speculating that artificial growth hormones given to dairy cows to increase their milk production might be responsible. Ooh, dangerous statements there. For a woman who was already in the habit of purchasing organic meat and produce to minimize any additional exposure to chemicals and hormones, the next step wasn't difficult. She resolved to buy only organic milk. Now, it was an easy switch to make, she said. Green isn't alone. As organic food producers and advocacy groups have promoted theories of linking milk from hormone-treated cows to early puberty, as well as the increasing antibiotic exposure and cancer risk, sales of organic milk have soared, even though it costs up to twice as much as the conventional product. According to the international market research firm Data Monitor, U.S. sales of organic dairy products rose from $133 million in 1996 to $1.3 billion in 2001. That's $1.3 billion out of a $7 billion pie combined with conventional and organic dairy product sales, according to International Dairy Foods Association, the IFDA. Growth in the dairy category, particularly organic milk, was largely driven by the continued use of hormones such as RBGH, recombinant bovine growth hormone, and antibiotics in conventional dairy products, says Data Monitor's report, U.S. Organics 2002. It's really just recently that people have started talking about the health impact of RBGH, says James Jakowski, a spokeswoman for Horizon Organic, the nature's top producer of organic milk located in Boulder, Colorado. I think people are really starting to become concerned about their food safety. Well, fuck yeah, we are. Because quite obviously, unless you know where your food's coming from, that's what's going into your body. Now, I'm here to tell you, every time I drive by a high school, okay, and I'm not going to get too specific here, but the girls in the high schools don't look like the girls in the high schools when I went to high school, okay? I'm here to tell you, there's a lot of, like, very mature development going on with some of these young people, okay? Like, not to get weird or anything, but it does seem like everyone's going into puberty younger and younger and younger. People are becoming sexually active younger and younger and younger. And is this a good thing? I vote no. I don't think it is a good thing. I think that people need time to sort themselves out and sort out what they are sexually before they start experimenting with this kind of stuff. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just being paranoid. But it does seem to me to be a little bit odd, don't you think? I mean, well, obviously, there's a reason why American milk is illegal in Canada, because it's not up to our health standards. Now, for those of us out there that enjoy a good burger and a good steak, fair ball. Balls deep, pal. Go a giver, you know? But just get organic food. Is that so? Well, it's more expensive. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Why is that? Well, I don't really care. Okay, you don't care, but when you get cancer and you get sick and you die, it's your own fault, isn't it? Really. I mean, not to be ruthless here, but it is your own fault. If you have the chance now to know and you have the power to do substitution, and yeah, so you know what? Maybe you'll lose some weight because you're not buying as much food. But dude, you can still have your steak. Never before in history have we had this opportunity. And people are still not doing it. Why? Because of excitotoxins, addictive chemicals put into our food to keep us addicted to it. Don't have a normal steak? If you eat just organic steak, let's say you have a steak every Friday night or every night, and suddenly you switch to organic steak and you're not getting the same satisfaction, that would set off warning bells in my head, let me tell you. Now, in home power news, this was sent to me by Foolish 101 as he was fortifying his foxhole. Now, check this out. I'm a big believer that, you know, and this is something that we have to be careful of. This is something that happened in the hippie movements. It's happened in movements all over the place. We do not want the WOG movement to turn into this weird codependency thing. You, as a WOG, are responsible one man, or one WOG, one kit, essentially. You are responsible for yourself. If you cannot look after yourself, maybe your friends will be able to help you out. Maybe your friends will be able to do things for you, but you can't bank on them, man. You can't. It's unfortunate, but you can't. Sometimes people have, you know, their own life rafts, and they can't take on other weight. And that's unfortunate, and they'll stand there, and they'll yell, and they'll cheer, and they'll hope that you get back on your boat. But generally, most lifeboats are full. It's a very dark time right now, and there's a lot of people who can't help you because they're trying to keep themselves alive. If those of us who are in dark places can't look after ourselves, then, you know, realistically, all it's going to do is drag everybody else down. And some people say, Sean, that's unbelievably bloody-minded. How the fuck can you possibly say that? We have to be here for each other. We are. We are as much as we can be, but we cannot allow ourselves to be sucked into the sniper fire. And one of the ways to get around that is when I watched, you know, that War of the Worlds film the other night. Pretty good. Very depressing. Super dark. But really relentless. I mean, it was fucking with me. But it showed, you know, the first thing that happened was that the power went out all across the cities and everybody was fucked, like fucked, okay? So what do you need to do? What's the first thing we need? Well, our culture is dependent upon electricity. So home power is becoming more and more relevant. And that's what this is about. More homes could generate all their own power by wind or solar energy and sell the surplus, the government said. And this is in England. Energy Minister Malcolm Wicks launched a consultation paper about how to boost micro generation by homes, businesses, and public buildings. Now, me personally, I want to get a wind generator, but I have to find a good source for a turbine. So if anyone out there knows of a really powerful wind turbine that I could, like, build, you know, like an antenna tower and then slap this wind turbine on the top there, because I've got the space to actually get myself a few racks of car batteries, hook them all up, run it through a power cleaner, and I'd like to get off the grid. I really would. I'm going to be putting in a garden at some point. I'd like to anyway, so I can start growing my own food. I want to plant a few trees. I got some trees on my property right now. I got a pear tree. I got a fig tree. We just got one of these goji berry trees that I'm really, really excited about because goji berries apparently come from the Himalayas. And talking to that raw food dude, he was talking about all this amazing properties of cacao beans, also called cocoa beans, but like chocolate being worshipped and used as currency in Aztec times. I mean, nobody talks about this shit. Obviously, I mean, the Aztecs were onto something. They're very spiritual people, and everybody seemed to be doing pretty goddamn good, and they're all loading up on the cacao beans. Well, without it being refined and processed into chocolate, what are the properties of cacao beans? Go check that out. Go check out their antioxidants. Go check out their mineral properties. Pretty wild stuff. The government is seeking ways to solve high costs. A solar panel could take 120 years to save what it costs to install, government figures say. But renewable power groups have called for clearer government policy targets. Power generation has traditionally been about giant stations supplying whole cities. But the future may show that small is big, Mr. Wicks said at the conferences of the Renewable Power Association, RPA. Again, one WOG, one kit. But the RPA chief executive, Philip Wolf, said later, the gap between government's intention to develop our renewable energy sources and policy measures that are needed is still too big. But there's all kinds of ways. You know there's micro hydroelectric generators you can get? There's micro hydroelectric dams. So if you happen to live down in the United States somewhere, or even in Canada, and you happen to have running water on your property, baby, you got power. Get the fuck off the grid. Then all you need to do is get your Wi-Fi up. You know? Think about it. Lots of good stuff to do here. Now, in pharma fascism news, this was sent by Wyandi, you walk into your, this is a Prime article, you walk into your doctor's office for a physical exam and step on the scale. Last year, the doctor said you were overweight. Now he says you're obese at the same weight. The nurses take your blood pressure. You have hypertension, which is the same previously health reading you've had for years. The doctor scans your wrist bone. You have a condition called osteopenia, which is the same bone, with the same bone density that was fine the last time you were measured. You mentioned that you're not enjoying sex as much as you used to. Diagnosis? Some new kind of sexual dysfunction. You leave the office with a head full of shit and a fistful of new prescriptions, joining more than 40% of Americans who take one or more prescribed drugs daily in the effort to stave off more serious trouble. 40% of Americans are on medication. You're suddenly sick, simply because the definitions of disease have changed. And those behind the changes, the Seattle Times examination has found, are the companies that make those newly described pills. The Times found that pharmaceutical firms have commandeered the process by which diseases are defined. Many decision makers at the World Health Organization, the U.S. National Institute of Health, and some of America's most prestigious medical societies take money from the drug companies when they promote the industry's agenda. Also, some diseases have been radically redefined without any strong basis or medical evidence. As well, the drug industry has bolstered its position by marketing directly to health-conscious consumer, leading younger and healthier people to consider themselves at risk to start taking medications. Every time the boundary of disease is expanded, the hypertension threshold is lowered by 10 blood pressure points. The guideline for obesity is lowered by 5 pounds. The market for drugs expands by millions of consumers and billions of dollars in sales. The result? Skyrocketing sales of prescription drugs, soaring healthcare costs, escalating patient anxiety. Worst of all, millions of people taking drugs that may carry greater risk than the underlying condition. The treatment, in fact, may make them sick or even kill them. Now, this is a fantastic reason why, you know, films like What the Bleep Do We Know allow you to take a big step back and look at all these definitions. You see, on one hand, you've got the spiritualist crowd trying to get people to define their own reality based upon individual rules. And that is the first time in history that this kind of heresy has been allowed to be extolled. You see, never before in history have people been allowed to discover spirituality on their own terms. Yet, the religion of pharmafascism, just like the religion of all these other mudhut religions, science is trying to do its own religion as well. It's saying, "Oh no, you don't want to be following faith. You know, we have to follow science, and science says this, so you must do this." And we accept it. We take it at face fucking value when we have evidence that shows us that a lot of science is being run by pharma fascism. Now, I don't really know what to tell you about that. You know, I really don't know what to say about the whole deal regarding pharmafascism, because there are some medications that are important. So all I can tell you is, you know what? If you haven't got enough time every night to read, you better start making time to read, because if you don't, it's liable to kill you. And information is power, but only if you take it and apply it, okay? Now, let's get into the Daily Hack. Today's Daily Hack, in keeping with Newsreel, is, of course, solar power. From Cryptomancer, DIY, we recommend that you make your own solar power system. Here's a small system good for camping, boating, emergencies, or supplementing a house. Now, when you look at that, all you got to do is scale that up, because it is scalable, and you'll be able to kick ass and take names on your own terms. And that's all I got for you today. But don't worry, I will be back tomorrow to bring you all the news. Oh, actually, I won't. I'll be back on Monday to bring you all the news you need to stay alive. This is a free radio broadcast brought to you by the generous donations of Forleet, Alan, Drood, Y, Simaru, The Grey Ghost, Drake, Weblife, Philip, Paradin, Robert, Jesse, Andrew, Michael, End User, Christopher, Noog, Derek, Joseph, Jesse, Eric, Desert Runner, Steve, Brandon, Jason, Matthew, Mainframe, Peter, Timor, Rosalie, Keith, Matt, Evan, Austin, David, Jonathan, Adam, Richard, Charles, Philip, Jason, Jonathan, Brandon, Host Mojo, Matt, Charles, Matthew, Lars Eric, Dark Nature, and Brandon. New subscribers this month were Ed, Jennifer, Palmer, Art, Kevin, Michael, Dennis, Jesse, Matthew, and Jason. If you would like to help keep this daily news broadcast on the air, if you think this broadcast lends you to give you more power and strength, please visit therantmedia.ca website and click on the donate tab. And thanks again to everyone and their assistance in gathering data. If you have access to sensitive information or any other pertinent stories, please email them to Newsreel. That's N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L at rantradio.com. If you like the music in the background, because it's really, really cool to code by the way, if you're sick of falling asleep listening to Tales from the Afternoon, throw this stuff on. Check out an album called Chakra Chance 2 by Jonathan Goldman. This stuff is great. I meditate to this stuff all the time. Very, very cool. I dig this guy's stuff. And I'm going to leave you now with an Orbital cover of the Doctor Who theme that was sent to me by an unnamed wog, because I don't want him to get in trouble since all the file sharing stuff is getting out of control. But it's very, very slick. And it shows that, in fact, everything is shifting in the world. We can now take control of what TV shows are coming out. We can take control of our media. We can take control of our lives. We can take control of our health, but only if we choose to. So until tomorrow, that's what Server said. End of line.